He came from an opulent Alexandrian Jewish merchant family, French and Italian speaking like all sophisticated Levantines. His forebears had taken a Venetian spelling for their Arabic name, added a Hungarian noble title along the way, and socialized with royalty. De Menashe not only converted to Christianity, but became a Dominican priest and a great scholar of Semitic and Persian languages. Mandelbrot kept questioning me about Alexandria, since he was always looking for such characters. True, intellectually sophisticated characters were exactly what I looked for in life. My erudite and polymathic father, who, were he still alive, would have only been 2 weeks older than Benoit M., liked the company of extremely cultured Jesuit priest. I remember these Jesuit visitors occupying my chair at the dining table. I recall that one had a medical degree and a PhD in physics, yet taught Aramaic to locals in Beirut's Institute of Eastern Languages. His previous assignment could have been teaching high school physics, and the one before that was perhaps in the medical school. This kind of erudition impressed my father far more than scientific assembly line work. I may have something in my genes driving me away from Bildungsphilisters. Although Mandelbrot often expressed amazement at the temperament of high-flying erudites and remarkable but not so famous scientists, such as his old friend Carlton Gajdusek, a man who impressed him with his ability to uncover the causes of tropical diseases, he didn't seem eager to trumpet his association with those we consider great scientists. It took me a while to discover that he'd worked with an impressive list of scientists in seemingly every field, something a name dropper would have brought up continuously. Although I've been working with him for a few years now, only the other day as I was chatting with his wife, did I discover that he spent 2 years as the mathematical collaborator of the psychologist Jean Piaget. Another shock came when I discovered that he'd also worked with the great historian Fernand Braudel. But Mandelbrot didn't seem to be interested in Braudel. He didn't care to discuss John von Neumann, with whom he had worked as a postdoctoral fellow. His scale was inverted. I asked him once about Charles Tresser, an unknown physicist I met at a party, who wrote papers on chaos theory and supplemented his researcher's income by making pastry for a shop he ran near New York City. He was emphatic. "Un homme extraordinaire," he called Tresser, and couldn't stop praising him. But when I asked him about a particular famous hotshot, he replied, "He is the prototypical bon élève, a student with good grades, no depth, and no vision." That hotshot was a Nobel laureate.